Our final report this week, and we've been saving this one for last because, A, it is well done and done by our good friend Robbie Teege and her class. Also, Lee Jackson is the other sixth grade teacher at the North Shore Community School. And the two of them have really developed a fine phenology program over there. And here is their report. Addie is our reporter.
Hello from North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. This is the phenology report for the week of September 19th, 2020. My name is Addie, and I am your phenologist for this week. The days have been sunny and dry. Some days it's even been warm enough for shorts. Caleb noticed a faded white frost on the roofs of the houses. Several students had their gardens killed by the hard frost. We are collecting colorful leaves to make an ombre. There's a rainbow of colors out there. The robins were observed heading south for the winter in flocks all this week. Phoenix has had several hawks migrating through his yard. His feeder now has only blue jays and chickadees visiting, along with an oriole and sparrows in his yard. Many warblers are moving through our school forest, eating the flies and other insects. On Wednesday, September 23rd, Miss Jackson spotted a W of geese migrating near Tom's logging camp. While our class was outside on Thursday morning, a V of Canada geese flew past. However, one was white and had black wingtips. A snow goose had joined their flight. Mr. Keenholz, our student teacher, saw they were in the field just down the road from school when he drove home that evening. They didn't go far. The deer are now venturing out of the woods as the berries and leaves are going away. They are eating grass in the hay fields and in people's yards. The bears have been visiting Phoenix's yard. He found scratches on his trees. This could be from buck deer, as they like to rub trees in the fall also. Fall is a really good time to put those trash cans in the garage away from hungry bears. A bear cub ran across the road at Jennifer's house. Freya's dog almost got into a fight with a big bear, but they got him away in time. David's family keeps honeybees, and they had to put an electric fence around their hives. Many people have seen lots of skunks that were road-killed. If you find a lot of small holes dug in your grass, it may be from foraging skunks as they feed on worms and such late at night. In Connor's yard, there are a lot of rabbits, and his sister saw a bear on the road. It is harvest season. Adeline has been filling the dehydrator with plums, apples, and grapes from her orchard. Grape jam is also being canned and stored. Abby is making applesauce and enjoying berries she has frozen from the summer. Birds and wasps now find the apples and crab apples as tasty as we do. As you can see, humans are not the only ones harvesting good things to eat. My family root cellar is being filled. Sarah's family has started canning tomatoes too. This concludes the phenology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you, Addie. What a great report. Lots of good things in there. Frost, lots of colors in the trees, robins in flocks, and oriole. Geese migrating, deer are moving into the fields, lots of reports of bears. And you may recall from our conversation a few weeks ago with Dave Garshelis, the bears this time of year need 12 to 20,000 calories a day. And that's a tough row to hoe. That's a lot of Snickers bars. Trust me. I've tried. But the bears are soon to retire, and we will bid them a happy dreamless or dream-filled sleep, depending on how they like it. And we'll see them again in the spring, I'm sure.